I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Spring gobbler season in West Virginia is just a little over a month away. Coming up today, we'll take a look at what the DNR is forecasting for that four-week hunting period.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to atvsafety.gov.
West Virginia's spring gobbler season will open April 28th. Bill Igo, biologist with the DNR, spends a lot of his time traipsing around the hills and hollows of the Mountain State chasing those birds, and says they anticipate we'll have plenty of gobblers to choose from this spring.
We're forecasting that the gobbler kill will be higher than last year. We killed just less than 10,000 birds last year, and we ought to go over the 10,000 mark this year pretty good. But this is based on our brood reports from 2 years ago. We had already predicted that 2006 brood reports were higher than 2005, so we went ahead and predicted 2008 is going to be a better spring harvest. And so with 2009, our brood reports were up again in 2007, so we can go ahead and stick our necks out and say 2008 is going to be better than 2007, 2009 is going to be better than 2008.
And Igo says good off-season reproduction gives them the ability to make those long-term predictions. He also credits an ongoing radio telemetry study in the state that has revealed some new information about the way turkeys are taken in the state.
We're finding out that they're killing 17 or 18% of the gobblers, much lower than what we thought. And about 21-22% of those are adult birds, and about 7% are jakes. So if you got a big brood year and you got a lot of jake survival, then the next year it's just the quantity of birds going into that second year as two-year-olds.
Groundbreaking research with the radio collars is revealing some tremendous data that is disproving some long-held theories, one being that jakes are more susceptible to your calling than the older gobblers.
That's another interesting thing we found out on the radio study. We've looked at the two-year-olds versus the older birds, and it doesn't seem like there's any difference between the older birds and the two-year-old birds. So it doesn't look like it's a behavioral thing at all, which we thought, but it's probably just the quantity of birds.
And turkeys are moving a good bit. Igo says food's the great motivator to birds. When mast is scarce, they'll be moving to a different place. But he says gobblers are on the move for different reasons if they are the boss.
But it looks like the dominant gobblers, these are big birds with big spurs, they have a tendency to move great distances right before gobbler season and during gobbler season. They might move 2 miles in one day. I think they're following girlfriends is what they're doing. And you look at some of the other birds that are, paired up, a couple gobblers paired up, they don't seem to go anywhere during that gobbler period, and I think they're the subdominant birds myself.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.